Hey, hello, and welcome to the 8th episode of Beating the System with Kevin Sue, the show where I teach you the tricks to getting free food, free stuff, and beating the system in as many ways as possible. I'm your host, Kevin Sue, and today I'm going to be talking to you about Starbucks. What the corporation does, in this case Starbucks, is screw us over with their ice in these iced drinks. Now let me tell you, I have been arguing about this for forever, as long as I've been using Starbucks. Here's my example. I'm a big fan of the pink drink, which is the strawberry acai refresher with coconut milk, which is what they add to it. I like this drink so much, I get it in the biggest size they got. But when they put the ice in it, we lose so much drink. Here's an illustration. You get the venti pink drink with ice. You pour it into an empty grande cup, and it just barely fills it. This is the grande is like the medium cup, if you say the venti is the large cup. And the ice takes up all the extra space. I can't even imagine what the tall, which is the smallest size, is gonna be like with all the ice in there. That is why I always order it with no ice. I just drink it fast enough that I don't have to worry about it warming up. That way I get the most out of the drink. Starbucks has heard our issues and our complaints. That's why they created the Trenta size, which is bigger than the largest size they have, which is the venti. The Trenta, instead of having 24 ounces, has around 32 to 36 ounces, I believe, of drink that it comes with. But they always add ice to it because this is essentially what the venti would be if they didn't add ice to it. But this is basically a venti with ice in it. So you get the same drink you want. So what I say is I get the Trenta and I take the ice out of it. That way I get an even bigger drink that would have never been possible. That is how I beat the system there. And I've done the calculations and I've searched through Starbucks, Reddit, and all that. If you order two Trenta pink drinks with no ice, like I usually do, you are not even, sometimes you're breaking even most of the time, they are at a loss, which is something to celebrate. That's why this is how I typically beat the system at Starbucks. On many occasions, at least in my experience, like when they were starting to promote the first Nitro cold brew, which is one of the fancy new drinks they sell in at Starbucks, they like to give out free samples. And, well, they're in this little sample cups, but it's free. So, all you have to do is find the little sign on the table, which sometimes they have, like, just ask for a free sample of whatever the new drink is, and they'll give it to you. And then that can also help you decide whether you want to actually buy it or not without having to pay full price. In fact, without having to pay any price at all. Another perk you can find is when Starbucks does their buy one, get one free happy hours, usually on a Thursday for some reason, or when they have their 20% off Starbucks beverages at Target. Sometimes that happens. I don't know why they do that, but I like to take advantage of it when they do that. If you want free Starbucks money, per se, check Groupon all the time. Well, like once a month, maybe. They like to have this little discount where you buy a $10 Starbucks gift card for only $5. That's why I have Groupon in my emails, not in my spam email. I have it on my actual email because I have about 9 emails. There's my personal email, my work email, home email, and all of this. But Groupon is one of those things I don't put on my spam email because I actually care about what they had to say. During this COVID-19 crisis, Starbucks is giving out free tall brewed coffee to frontline coronavirus responders, or tea, if you like that kind of thing. The Starbucks membership, at least as of 2020, the new system, unless you're a serious Starbucks drinker, is not really that great or helpful to people that are just out there for free stuff and beating the system. But if you do drink there a lot and you earn enough points, then the gold card, which you get after earning 300 stars. Remember, you have to use the card to get stars. If you just pay with cash, then you're just losing out on that. You should always try to maximize this kind of stuff, which is why if you are going to go for the 300 stars and get the gold card, which you're probably only going to use to show off to your friends and family that, hey, look at me, I'm a gold card member. The stars system is quite flawed today. It's about 25 stars. You want something for free, like to put in your drink, like coconut milk or a banana, extra espresso shot, which is okay if you like that kind of stuff. But the real bang for your buck is going to be either the 50 stars for a free bakery item, hot drink like a coffee or tea, or the 150 stars, which is any drink free drink, which you can really maximize that if you're willing to. Like, I have had free drinks that would have cost up to $16, and these weren't just crazy drinks you put everything in. I just maximized it to the biggest size, maybe added a banana or some extra shots of espresso, vanilla bean powder. You know that's got to be expensive because we have a shortage of vanilla beans. Just maximizing it to whatever you're comfortable with is usually the best way to go. Getting the 400 stars, which is for a free bag of coffee or Starbucks merchandise, that's just going to take forever to get to, and that's not really going to be a great value, whereas you could just buy it, because you could buy it like online or buy it elsewhere where you wouldn't have to pay as much as you would have bought it at the Starbucks. The 200 stars, I'm a little conflicted over. It's the free salad protein bowl or lunch item. That can be a good value, but not nearly the same value as if used 150 of those stars for a free drink. Like, even just buying a free drink regularly, not having to maximize it. And then getting a free bakery item, hot coffee, or tea. Because that's still more value than the meal. I guess unless you're going to Starbucks for lunch or something. Because the 150 stars, I forgot to mention, can also be used to get a food item. That's like a sandwich, not like a lunch sandwich, but like a breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese, whatever it is. I don't really like those sandwiches that much, so I don't use it for that purpose. Something that can really maximize these stars, though, is let's say you're at an airport, which in these times currently you probably aren't going to, but airports are notorious for inflating the prices of food and such, like Starbucks. I was very hungry after a flight, and there was no way to get food. This was a layover flight, I think. And I noticed there was a Starbucks there, and I had saved up my stars just for this moment. I did use the 200 stars to get a free, protein bowl, but I think it had like a salad in it. It would have been $15 if I bought it at full price, which would have been ridiculous. But because I used my 200 stars, I got it for free. The way I earned those stars, actually, was they had, because Starbucks has some very special deals with Spotify. If you got a Spotify membership, they just straight up give you 250 stars. To which I said, of course. And then I signed up for two accounts and canceled them 7 days later. Because that's when the accounts were to try to charge me. I took those stars and I went like every day getting free drinks, mostly the pink drink and sometimes a frappuccino. But I saved 200 of them for this exact purpose. And somehow I still had stars left over, so I got a tea from my mom. Something you may not know is that even if you just have a Starbucks membership, the free membership, you don't have to have the gold membership like me. You can get free refills on your coffee or tea. All you have to do is stay in the store, which is a new regulation you have to have, and finish the drink, and then just ask for a refill. This only applies to the brewed coffees and the brewed teas, so only the hot tea and hot coffee. You just give them the cup back, or actually, if it's not a reusable cup, they'll just get you a new cup, and they'll fill you back up with whatever drink you got, and you can go on your way with a free refill. Which, with how much Starbucks drinks cost, this is a great deal. And I highly recommend it to any person who is a member. Speaking of the membership again, they'll often have these things on your account, which will be like little tasks you have to complete. Like, buy this drink with this drink, or buy this drink before 11, or get coffee as many days in a row as they want. This at first is good. Like, it'll be like, oh, get a caramel macchiato and a tea at the same time, and they'll give you like 50 stars. Or like, get a coffee 3 times in 1 week and we'll give you some stars. And in the very beginning, they give you lots of stars, and you could spend those on free stuff as well. And it seems like everything's good until you get deals like, go to Starbucks 6 days in a row and we'll give you 10 stars. Like, come on. And now, whenever I check my account, because I go there very often, and I see something like, oh, get a coffee, a breakfast sandwich, and something else every day for 7 days, and we'll give you your 20 stars. I say, so what? If in the amount of stars I'd earn just from spending the money on that, it'd be like 3 times the amount that they're trying to give me just for doing this stupid task. Which is why I rarely do these anymore. Except, of course, for the Spotify one I just mentioned. But when you're starting out on a new account, or after several months of inactivity, they will give you really, really stupid good deals to try to reel you back in. Which is also good. So when you see these deals, you really got to think about how much are you spending for this little amount of stars. Because 10 stars, that's nothing. One more thing. Now, this doesn't save you money, and it doesn't give you free stuff. But what it does is save you a lot of time. Mobile ordering is absolutely fantastic. You save so much time, and most stores are very good at giving you an accurate time period of how long is it going to take for these drinks to be made. And then you can figure out when to order them, when to start heading over to the Starbucks to pick them up. And then you could just stop by the Starbucks, immediately get out of your car, walk in, see your drinks ready, pick it up, leave, and you'll just be in and out in like 10 seconds. I do this all the time. Even during the current 2020 COVID-19 crisis, this still works. A lot of the Starbucks that are still open, drive-thru only, you can still mobile order. All you gotta do is get in the drive-thru line and be like, yo, I got a mobile order for whatever your name is, or whatever pen name you put your account to. And they'll be like, okay, let me see if we got it. And then they'll get it. And then you pull on up. You don't have to wait for them to make your drink. And they just give it to you. I mean, and you don't even have to pull out your cards and stuff to try to pay for it and have to deal with all that, because it's already paid for. And you roll up, they hand you your drinks, and you get out of there. Well, unfortunately, this has gone on long enough. I could go for 30, maybe 40, 45 minutes longer than this, but I'd just be going on and on and on, and you probably don't want to hear about that. But if you are interested in other great schemes or scams that I've committed with Starbucks, look forward to episode 10 of Beating the System with Kevin Sue, where I go over my greatest hits of all my scams and schemes I've done over the years. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Maybe you learned some good tips that you can even use now in the COVID-19 crisis, or in the future when you want to actually go into the store. Stay tuned for the next episode where I break down McDonald's.